Last Friday, the Alaska House of Representatives passed House Bill 76, which provides for an extension of Governor Mike Dunleavy's public health disaster emergency in response to the COVID-19 pandemic. The disaster declaration makes temporary changes to some state laws, makes it possible for the state and its citizens to access federal disaster relief funds, and gives immunity from liability to businesses and employers who expose workers and customers to COVID. At Thursday's floor session, the bill was subject to a list of proposed amendments. Among them, Amendment 2 would have prohibited the governor from issuing a stay-at-home order or business and church closures. District 31 Representative Sarah Vance of Homer voted yes on that amendment. It failed 17-22. Representatives Kirka and Eastman then offered Amendment 3, an attempt to extend civil rights protected group status to people who decline COVID vaccinations. Representative Vance voted yes. The amendment failed 18-21. Representative Eastman offered Amendment 4, giving the legislature the authority to end the disaster declaration by majority members of a joint session of Congress. Representative Vance voted in favor of the amendment. It failed 17-21. Eastman then attempted to amend the disaster declaration to prohibit employees of the state from asking if a person has been vaccinated against COVID-19 or from keeping a list of vaccinated people. Representative Vance voted for Amendment 5, though it failed 17-22. Eastman proposed a raft of failed amendments. One attempted to establish liability for adverse reactions to COVID vaccines or treatment to any employer who encourages an employee to receive a medical procedure. Another prohibited businesses from restricting entry by people who have not been vaccinated, and yet another stated that the disaster declaration should not authorize or encourage martial law. Vance voted for all these amendments. They all failed. One of Eastman's amendments did pass, 21-18, prohibiting relief funds from being used in elective abortions. Vance voted in favor of that amendment. In Friday's session, the disaster declaration got its third and final reading in the House. When it came time to vote, Representative Sarah Vance of Homer voted against passing the disaster declaration. The declaration did pass, 22-15. Representative Vance has scheduled a meetup with constituents in Homer today, Monday, at 5 p.m. at Captain's Coffee on Pioneer Avenue. Be advised, Representative Vance does not personally believe in masking and vaccinations. Expect a room full of unmasked people if you go. Reporting on the state legislature from Homer, I'm Kathleen Gustafson.